for this?
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com Sports Commentary. And a little land yet for you today, too. Now, in today's story, which famous three will we see? The Houston Rockets are now Harden free. Before the new NBA season began, James Harden was asking for a trade to the Brooklyn Nets. Though it didn't happen before the season started, his wish was finally granted on Wednesday. The 6'6", 31-year-old James Harden, the leading scorer in the NBA over the last three seasons, was traded Wednesday to the Brooklyn Nets. Harden is an eight-time NBA All-Star who also won the league's MVP trophy back in 2018. In return, the Rockets received a very quality player to replace Harden in Houston's starting lineup with 6'4 guard Victor Oladipo, who's 28 years old, plus four, count them, four first-round draft picks owned by the Brooklyn Nets on every even-numbered year beginning in 2022. So for you Rocket fans, here's how we remember. 20, 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Nets, Nets. Thank you, Nets. The bearded Harden has been with the National Basketball Association Houston Rockets for the past eight seasons. Fear the Beard Rockets t-shirts featuring a caricature of Harden have been proudly worn by Houston area basketball fans for the last few years. After the Rockets acquired James Harden from Oklahoma City back in 2012, the Houston Rockets have become a consistent playoff team. They've made the NBA playoffs every year since Harden came to H-Town. But unfortunately, the team has not advanced to the NBA Finals during his 8 years with the franchise. Just last season, the Rockets finished fourth in the NBA's tough Western Conference, and they lost in the second round of the playoffs to the eventual champions, Los Angeles Lakers. James Harden wants a championship ring of his own. He apparently decided that he would never be able to do that by staying in Houston and playing for the Rockets. So, he wanted to head east and have a chance to play on a so-called super team with his former Oklahoma City forward and teammate Kevin Durant in Brooklyn. Since guard Kyrie Irving was already on that team, the Brooklyn Nets now have not one, not two, but three recent NBA All-Stars who make up 60% of the starting five. But the big question on everyone's mind today is, how will they perform together? The Brooklyn Nets also have a rookie head coach in 46-year-old Steve Nash. He's a former two-time NBA Most Valuable Player while toiling for the Phoenix Suns. Nash also never won an NBA title during his career, so he certainly can empathize with James Harden. Now, a bigger question might be, can Steve Nash deal with three oversized egos and still win in Brooklyn? I've been pondering this thought the last day and have come up with six plausible scenarios for the Brooklyn Nets trio of highly paid basketball stars. Let's examine them. Number one, they become the Three Musketeers. Led by the title-hungry coach Steve Nash, James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving, and their band of merry men, those relatively unknown and underpaid teammates, come together as a true basketball team. They lift each other up and have each other's backs. They win together as a team, and they lose together as a team. The fans of the NBA applaud them, the media loves them, and the Brooklyn Nets bring home their first NBA title this year. All for one, and one for all. maybe. The second idea, the Three Amigos.
Excellent.
Harden, Durant, and Kyrie Irving have each other's backs, but they aren't exactly working very well with their other teammates. They ride into town together, like the Three Amigos, arm in arm, and attempt to win every game together in spite of their supporting cast. They love each other, but the rest of the team doesn't. The Amigos lose in the NBA Eastern Finals this season, blaming their inferior teammates, of course, and never make it to the NBA Finals. Third scenario, the Three Tenors. The Beard, KD, and Kyrie are all individual stars who love to hear the audiences cheer for them. And now that the Brooklyn Nets have brought them all together in the Big Apple, each of these three stars will try to outscore each other and impress their fans with their incredible individual talent. They will win a lot of games, make the postseason, but they'll come down with a bad case of laryngitis and choke in the early rounds of the NBA playoffs.
Sell, sell, sell!
Scenario number four. They become the Three Little Pigs. With each of these three players wanting to hog the ball, I expect Kyrie Irving's straw house will fold first with a large burst of hot air from these other teammates. K Kevin Durant will stick to his game and shun passing the ball to the other two players. But James Harden, though, has been known to put up his share of bricks in his house. These three ball hogs may get the Nets into the first round of the playoffs, but they'll soon be blown out and go wee, wee, wee all the way home. Scenario number 5, the three little kittens. And like the story goes, these three multimillionaires will probably get cross with each other during this long season. And at some point, they'll lose their mittens and scratch each other to pieces and soon begin to cry, just like the story. No playoffs for you under this storyline, Nets fans.
No!
And finally, the most likely one in my opinion, the Three Stooges. Yes, this might be the most entertaining scenario for this trio of players. Kevin Mo Durant, Kyrie Larry Irving, and James Curly Harden will bungle and stumble their way through the regular season and destroy literally anything that gets in their way. Coach Steve Nash simply cannot coach his trio of high-priced and egotistical knuckleheads. His post-game interviews with the New York Press end up with a nightly pie in the face. The regular season mercifully ends with a thunderous crash as the NBA's Brooklyn Nets' new comedy trio skedaddles out of the arena as the closing credits roll. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.